My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio.
Good day and welcome to My Starter Pack. This is the show where we take your favorite PSL players down memory lane. In today's show, we have a player who made his name in Sweden before Mzansi. He started out on our shores with the Stars of Africa Academy under youth coach Farouk Khan before moving to Helsingborg and working under Swedish legend Henrik Larsson. He's since returned, joined Cape Town City FC and captured an MTN 8 title. It's Bradley aka Surprise Ralani. I am your host Slu Paho and this is Sokolatuma Radio.
Sokolatuma Radio.
My first position.
No, I started as a striker back then when I was about 6-7 years old. So back home, my father had a team. That's where I started playing.
My first academy.
The academy, I joined the academy, I think it was in 2008 or 2009, if I'm correct. I think 2008, yes, 2008. I went to Stars of Africa Football Academy by Farouk Khan.
And what was your experience like there? Do you remember any of the fellow players that you played with, any of the mentors that you had?
I was coached by Farouk himself, and the players that I played with there, I met Meima Sangu there, I met Teko Laranti there, I met Buzizo Khumalo, the one that started at Swallows, then went to Sundowns, I think, and SuperSport, that one.
My first pro contract.
My first professional contract was in Sweden, 2010. It was in the second time for Landskrona Boys. And I was just overwhelmed with my man because, you know, my career started off whereby I never played in an NFD or PSL in South Africa. And here I am in Sweden, I'm getting my first contract. And at the same time, I'm coached by Henrik Larsson. Understand? So yeah, it was something huge for me. So I was very overwhelmed by that. So yeah, I was only looking forward to take the chance and grow from that.
Do you remember how your family reacted when you told them as a youngster that you have to go over to Sweden, a big European transfer so early in your career?
Yeah, they were quite scared at home, but also my mom was always down when it came to football, you know, only told me to be safe and stuff like that. They asked me how was I going to travel, am I going alone and stuff like that. I said, yes, I'm going alone. She didn't even know where Sweden is, you know, all that, but I just said in Europe, and that's how you understood. So yeah, but she was also happy that I'm going there. But then when I got a contract, when I called back from Sweden and say I got a contract, and she was very happy because she knew all along that football was my dream. Understand? So it's actually coming a reality. So she was very happy for me every time.
And you mentioned Henrik Larsson as your first coach. What was your relationship with him like, and what type of coach was he?
Yeah, we had a very good relationship, me and him. You understand? He was like a father figure to me. He protected me in all terms and always spoke to me in different type of ways, so say how I should play and stuff like that. Because when I came there, I was still a bit raw because I never played PSL professional football, you understand? I was like, they even started calling me a street footballer in the team, because when I came there, I just wanted to dribble anything that I see in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
So it was different, yeah. It was different there, the team, you know, not here, not in this part of the field, that part of the field, you can do whatever you want to for the team, you understand? But not every time you get the ball, you should do this. And yeah, he spoke to me a lot because he... As you know, he was a football player himself. He has a lot of experience about the game, so he shared a lot of things with me. That's how we became close. I mean, even the time when I played in Denmark and a new coach came, things didn't go well for me. I wanted to go back to Sweden. I gave him one call and he said, "No, no problem, just come." I had a training session in Helsingborg for like 10-15 minutes, and he said, "No, it's enough. Go to the office." And he called them from the training field in the office and said, "No, sign him up." That's how our relationship was. Because before I left Sweden for Denmark, I broke my knee, actually. I had an ACL injury. So when I called him saying, "No, man, I need some more game time and stuff like that," he thought maybe the knee was the problem. So he wanted to make sure, for the benefit of the club also, not just because he likes me, understand, that also the club is going to benefit from me playing for them. So that's what he wanted to see. When I came there, I thought I was going to train full training and stuff like that. So 10-15 minutes, he called me off and said, "No, I've seen enough. That coach is crazy in Denmark. Go and sign." That's how it happened.
My first agent.
I had one in South Africa because they had an agent for Academy Boys. Understand? Farouk had his own agent that he works with. So whoever goes from the academy, that agent stands for you. So that's how it worked, you understand? So you didn't have to go out and look for an agent. You already had one. The moment you walk in the academy and they say, no, you're going to be our player, they also actually agreed to it, that this agent is going to represent me if anything comes. That's how also they kept the academy running. You understand?
My first professional paycheck.
They gave me about 30,000. Yeah.
My pro debut.
You know, the time I signed, I think it was around March. We played away games against Jabu Mahlangu's team. They call them Oster in Sweden. That first week, I was in the 18 and I got like 30 minutes. That's my very first professional game that I remember of.
My first goal!
My first goal was just outside the box. And it actually was my first game as a starter as well. And it was a home game, which made it even nicer for me because it was a home game. It was an opportunity for the fans also there to really see what I'm about. Understand? Because most of the games was 30 minutes here, 20 minutes there, 15 minutes there. So I started the game and I also scored. Midfield player just passed me. I turned with one of the players and I shot and it went in.
My first football idol.
My first game was against Jabu Mahlangu and it was crazy because he was my idol.
Who is the greatest player of all time?
My number one is Ronaldinho. And I'm not sure about Kelly, man, because there's been so many good players, you know. But at the end of the day, I think Deco stands out for me with what he's achieved.
And that is how we wrap up my starter pack for today. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. A big thank you to Cape Town City's very own Bradley Surprise Ralani. From myself, your host, Salu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
My starter pack on Sokolatuma Radio.